Question 6. Now listen to part of a lecture in a biology class. On our planet, we have a small quantity of plants that are carnivorous. Rather than getting all their energy from sunlight, these plants actually consume insects. Carnivorous plants have evolved unique methods of trapping insects. They then digest them and get the required nutrients from the insects' bodies. So why don't we see these types of plants growing everywhere? Scientists have a theory about this. They believe that carnivorous plants require a special kind of environment in which to thrive. Carnivorous plants must inhabit areas where the soil does not have many nutrients, and they must inhabit places with lots of moisture. Okay, first, carnivorous plants seem only to flourish in environments like swamps, where the soil quality is very poor. Oftentimes, carnivorous plants that are cultivated by humans die. And scientists believe this is because they are usually given too many nutrients. Now, most plants require lots of nutrients in the soil to grow. However, carnivorous plants appear to be exactly opposite because they get their nutrients from the insects they catch. So they don't need lots of nutrients from the soil. Carnivorous plants seem to compensate for a lack of soil nutrients by getting their nutrients from their prey. In addition, these plants need a lot of moisture in the air. They grow best in areas with high humidity. This makes sense when you think about the environments where these carnivorous plants evolved. Scientists have also observed that carnivorous plants that are allowed to dry out often die, although there are some exceptions to this rule. In fact, many of these plants require moisture in order to trap insects. For example, the pitcher plant uses moisture to drown its insect prey. So generally, carnivorous plants need a great deal of moisture if they are going to grow well. Using points and examples from the lecture, explain why carnivorous plants can only grow well under certain conditions.